made to all of you. Today, I was asked to give the long on Parnasavari prayer and mantra. So, before I begin this long or transmission, first I would like to talk a little bit about the motivation. What kind of motivation you should develop to receive teaching or to practice Buddha Dharma? And before that, I would like to say we all have the Buddha nature, we all have the potency to become an enlightened being or to become a Buddha. So we all have the ability to become Buddha. So therefore, we all have the ability to practice Dharma. So we all should practice Dharma. And when we practice Dharma, we should know that Lord Buddha has given enormous amount of teachings in order to lead the sentient beings from suffering and dissatisfaction to temporary and ultimate happiness. Buddha has given many different kinds of teachings in order to suit the different mentalities of the followers. So, we should also know that why Buddha has given teaching to the followers. The purpose of giving teachings by Lord Buddha is not just to fulfill our mundane wishes that we have for this life. Lord Buddha has given teaching not just for this life or not just to gain higher rebirth in the next life. The purpose of Buddha's giving teaching is to gain liberation from the whole samsara as our temporary result, and then eventually to attain Buddhahood as our ultimate result. So, from our point of view, from the followers' point of view, if we use Buddha's teaching just for this life, to understand the meaning and just to practice Dharma for this life, then it is not right, because the purpose of our practice and the purpose why Buddha has given the Dharma is different. So it means our purpose is against the Buddha's purpose. So as a Buddhist, as a follower of the Buddha, we must follow Buddha's teaching. We must practice according to the Buddha's wishes. So our purpose should match with the purpose of Buddha's giving the teaching. So therefore, we should not practice Dharma only for this life, because we as a Buddhist believe in rebirth, believe in karma. Actually, Buddha's teaching is based on karma, and the karma is based on the past life, this life and future lives. So therefore, so to generate this thought of renunciation, we should know the whole samsara is in the nature of suffering. For example, in this world, there are many different countries, many different cultures, many different kinds of people. But wherever we go in this samsara or in this world, we will not find a single place where there's no suffering. Especially nowadays, we have the pandemic, the COVID-19 virus, which is spreading in the whole world. So whether they are developed countries or not, all are suffered by this COVID-19 virus. So there's not a single place where we can say there's no suffering, there's no sickness, there's no death, etc. So it shows the whole world is in the nature of suffering, in the nature of misery. Like this, the whole samsara is also in the nature of suffering. So we should have a genuine thought of renunciation towards the whole samsara. And then based on this, we should have loving kindness and compassion. Actually, when we say loving kindness or compassion, we are saying the infinite loving kindness or the limitless loving kindness and compassion. We say a limitless loving kindness and compassion because the object of our loving kindness and compassion are limitless. We are not focusing only those who are Buddhists, whether they are Buddhists or whether they are for this or that religion, or whether they are non-believer or not. No matter whatever they are, we should focus on all the human beings who are in this world. Not only that, you should also focus on all the animals that are in this world. And not only all the humans and animals that are in this world, but also we should focus towards all the sentient beings who are in this samsara. So our object is very wide. Our object is limitless because there's no limit. Sentient being has no limit. Like space. Space has no limit. Similarly, the sentient being also has no limits. So therefore, our object is all the sentient being, which means limitless sentient beings. So since the object is limitless, because of that, the subject or the thought that focus on these limitless sentient beings are also called the limitless thought or the limitless loving kindness and compassion. So therefore, whether we can generate true and genuine loving kindness or and compassion or not depends on our object. If our object is limitless, then it's easier for us to develop the genuine limitless loving kindness and compassion. And then limitless loving kindness means wishing all the sentient beings to gain happiness. And happiness means temporary and ultimate happiness. And wishing all the sentient beings to engage in the course of happiness, which means to engage in good deeds or virtuous deeds or to engage in Dharma practice. And when we say infinite compassion, which means wishing all the sentient beings to be free from all kinds of suffering, all types of sufferings, and wishing them to be free from doing negative actions or non-virtuous deeds, which are the cause of suffering. So we should remember to develop the total renunciation and limitless loving kindness and compassion again and again. And especially before doing any Dharma practice, we should develop these thoughts. And then based on these thoughts, we should develop the enlightenment mind, or Changzhuki Sem, or Bodhicitta, which also has two main classification, which are known as Gunjum Changzhuki Sem and Tandam Changzhuki Sem, or in English, I think it's called the relative Bodhicitta and the absolute or ultimate Bodhicitta. So as a beginner, we should develop the relative Bodhicitta. And relative Bodhicitta also has two kinds, known as the wishing Bodhicitta and engaging Bodhicitta. Wishing means generating a sincere wish to gain or to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings, without any discrimination or exception. And then just having the wish will not give us the result, or will not reach the Buddhahood. For example, when we wish to go to a city, just having the wish does not mean we will reach there. After having the wish, then we need to put effort to go there, and finally we can reach there. So similarly, after having the wish to attain Buddhahood, then we should put effort, we should engage in the Dharma practice. We should go on the path to attain the Buddhahood. So engaging Bodhicitta means after having the wish, then we should engage in the Dharma practice, we should engage in good deeds that will lead us to attain Buddhahood. So that is called engaging Bodhicitta. So in short, whatever practice, whatever Dharma practice that we do, first and foremost, we should develop the right motivation, which means to develop the total renunciation and loving kindness and compassion to all the beings, and then to develop the wishing and engaging Bodhicitta. So with these in mind, then we should practice Dharma. So generally speaking, every morning we should have this kind of right motivation, and then we can start our day. And today I'm going to give short oral transmission on the praise and the mantra of Parnashavari deity. Actually, all the deities have same quality. You can't differentiate some deities are superior and some deities are inferior. All are same in their own nature. They all have same kind of qualities. All the tutelary deities, they all have same qualities, but they appear with different forms or different aspects, and they have their own special activities. And this goddess of deity Parnashavari, her special activity is to remove the sickness, or to remove the virus or any kind of sickness. So it is important for us to practice this in order to remove our sickness, especially nowadays we have this world pandemic, COVID-19 virus. So in order to overcome this sickness or virus, you must practice, this is the right time to practice the Banashawari deity or the goddess Banashawari. And as I said before, when we practice Banashawari deity, we should not think we are practicing this just to have a healthy life or just to remove this sickness in our present life. If we have such intention, then our intention is not big, our intention is very limited. So as a Buddhist, as I said before, we should have the right motivation. Then based on this, then we should practice. If we have the right motivation, then naturally all our wishes for this life and next life will be fulfilled without putting any extra effort. For example, if we have a good fruit on the tree, then naturally we will have good branches and good leaves, etc., without putting extra effort. So similarly, if we can achieve or if we can gain the liberation from the samsara and eventually attaining the Buddhahood, then all the other minor results can become accomplished without putting any extra effort. So based on the right motivation, then we should practice this. So with the right motivation, now I will give the oral transmission. So when we practice this, I think it is important first to take refuge in the Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, or in general, or in a more common way, we can say just to take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And then, if we think why we should take refuge, there are three reasons, or there are three causes why we take refuge. We say fear, faith, and compassion. These are the three causes or the reasons why we take refuge. So fear means fear of experiencing the sufferings of the world or the sufferings of the samsara. Out of such fear, we take refuge. And second, out of genuine faith, out of unshakable faith in the Triple Gem, we take refuge. Unshakable faith means whatever situation that we may face in our life, we should always have the sincere faith, genuine faith. If we have faith when we face problems, and if we forget to take refuge, or if we forget to generate faith when we are enjoying the mundane happiness or worldly happiness, then it means our faith is not stable. And then it means we don't have the unshakable faith. So here what we need is unshakable faith, which means whatever situation that we may face, no matter whatever situation or no matter whatever others say about the Triple Gem, we should never lose our own faith and devotion in the Triple Gem. And if we have such faith, then that is called the unshakable faith. So out of unshakable faith, we should take refuge in the Triple Gem. So this is the second cause. First is fear, second is faith. Then the third one is compassion. As I said before, compassion means limitless compassion that focus on all the sentient beings without any exception. So out of these three causes, fear, faith, and compassion, we take refuge. And we take refuge in the Triple Gem. And the purpose of taking refuge is for the sake of all the sentient beings from this time until our self attains Buddhahood. And then bodhicitta, as I explained before, at the moment we should focus on relative bodhicitta, which means wishing and engaging bodhicitta. So there's a prayer called Sangye Chodan Soke Chonamba, 4 lines, which is composed by George Barton Adisha. So first 2 lines explains or describe about the refuge, and next 2 lines or the last 2 lines describes about the bodhicitta. So these 4 lines or this one verse explains or describes about the refuge and bodhicitta. So we should recite this 3 times, and then we should recite the 4 limitless prayers. 4 limitless means loving kindness, compassion, which I've already explained, and then the 3rd one is the joy, and 4th one is equanimity. So we should do this 4 limitless prayers, and then we should recite the praise to Goddess Parnashawari or the deity Parnashawari, and then we should if we have a mala, then we should bless our mala with mantra, and then we should recite the mantra, and then at the end we should dedicate. We should dedicate all our merits along with our present merits to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. So now I will give the room. Sangye Chodan Soke Chonam La Chanjul Pardo Dane Kyasu Che Dake Jin Soke Ve Sonam Ki Dola Tenjil Sangye Jogar Shok Sangye Chodan Soke Chonam La Chanjul Pardo Dane Kyasu Che Dake Jin Soke Ve Sonam Ki Dola Tenjil Sangye Jogar Shok Sangye Chodan Soke Chonam La Chanjul Pardo Dane Kyasu Che Dake Jin Soke Ve Sonam Ki Dola Vyanjir Sangye Dhubaray Shok Semjan Tamje Devatan Deve Gyudan Demar Kyoje Dungaldan Dungalki Gyudan Talore Kyoje Dungal Mebe Devatan Miralvara Kyoje Nirin Chadantan Talo Danyamla Nebara Kyoje. So now I will recite the praise to Goddess Parnashawari. Yawa gungi ishe gyumayi chudur nabra chulba lechungwe thamo kangi dhubi nedengi gundu shite mala chantalo. Now I will recite the mantra to bless the mala. Omurudharamani bhavadayaso, omurudharamani bhavadayaso, omurudharamani bhavadayaso. Now I will recite the actual mantra of the Parnashawari. Om Bishad Parnashawari Savadura Pashamana Yasoha. 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 Om Bishad Parnashawari Saradora Parsha Mana 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 Yasoha. Then at the end I will do the dedication. Yawandi Nyudo Dalama Kima Dukjar Nandawa Chikya Maliba Thi Sala Kyabara Shok. So to do a complete practice, first in the beginning we should have the right motivation and recite the preliminary prayers like refuge, bodhicitta prayer and 4 limitless prayers. And then the actual practice we should do with right visualization, and which means in front of us there's a real Parnashawari, the resultant, the real Parnashawari, not just an imagination but the real one. And then we should supplicate to this Parnashawari from depth of our own heart, and then recite the mantra, and then at the end we should do the proper dedication, dedicating present merit along with all other merits to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. So the purpose of doing a proper dedication is to strengthen our merit, to strengthen our virtues, to strengthen our Dharma practice. so that it becomes more difficult to destroy by our negative thoughts, such as anger and other negative thoughts. And also it increases our virtue, it increases the energy of our virtue, it strengthens our virtue or the practice. So it is important to do proper dedication, dedicating all our merits to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. So if you do this, then our practice becomes complete, which has the preparation part, the main part, which is to do the practice of Panashavari this time. This is the main practice. And then, so main practice can be varied depending on what practice that we do. But today, the main practice is Panashavari, and then at the end, the conclusion part is to do the proper dedication. So if we have the preparation part, the main part, and the conclusion part, then it means our practice is a complete practice. So we should, whatever practice that we do, we should always do in a complete way. We should do a complete practice so that it becomes more powerful and more meritorious. So with this, I conclude my short teaching and oral transmission. And at the end, I wish may the blessings of our gurus, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha be with you now and always. Thank you.